a petition calling for action on the L23742. People will know it as the Backlone Road in St Johnston. Almost 500 signatures from concerned residents. And I remember speaking to you about this at the time, Alice. People very concerned. So just so people can catch up, describe the problems that currently persist on the Backlone Road and its impact on locals.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So the problems that we have is that at one particular area, if your car comes down and you're meeting, say, the local link bus, you have to reverse the whole way back. You have to reverse 300 metres. So we just wanted a lay-by on either side, just wee lay-bys. And I have to say, and it has been very dangerous with people falling into the hedge and one thing and another. And
I think
anyway,
at that time, Alice, too, you were very fair. The locals were very fair. You weren't looking necessarily for a dual carriageway. It was just common sense lay-bys where people could come in. And you talked about the width of the road. I've noticed now with the great growth we have at the moment, these roads are getting narrower and narrower, aren't they? And you just don't know what's a brick wall and what's a branch or what's just foliage. But anyway, you said there's some good news. Hit me with it.
The good news is, and thanks to the media attention, that the council now are sending out forms for us to be involved in the community involvement scheme. So whereby the local people will provide tractors or whatever to help, and then the council then will be out to do whatever. I'm not fully sure on what they're going to be doing, but it's a great step forward. So we will then be involved, whether we have to do a bit of fundraising for it or whatever, I don't know. But we, Claire McGeever, who is the senior executive engineer, just wrote last night or yesterday evening an email to me saying that we were granted this, subject, of course, to funding. So I have sent her back an email to say to send on the forms. I don't know what else it will entail. But to me, it's a good, positive step, and I'll be able to keep you informed on it.
Yeah, and I hope that. I presume, judging by the wording from the senior executive engineer, that it's subject to council funding. But really what they're saying here is that this community involvement scheme, you submit a form, locals can work with the council and get this done, really, one way or other. It's not, you're not, as I say, you're not looking for a bypass. It's just common sense pull-ins, really, that allows the free movement of traffic.
That's it. And that the tractors and the buses and those people that use that road, that the lay-bys can be provided. So we're absolutely delighted and very thankful for people coming on board. Like, I have over 500 signatures, and the newspapers came involved, and yourselves, when I had the interview with yourself, Greg. So with everybody coming on board, we've got the kick-up, and we're delighted with the council's response now, and we're looking forward to moving forward.
All right, thanks very much. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate your time. Alice Lynch there.